Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Real McCoy Show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Who's
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show. We're excited that you joined us on today. This month, we're going to be talking about walking powerful in relationships. And before we share our topic or share our program with you on today, I'm going to share with you a little bit from our Do It Girl winner of the month. Here at Woman Act Now, every month we have a woman that has just really walked powerful in doing or being active within the WAN community. And this month, that winner again, for the second time in a row, is Miss Stephanie Jordan. And I just want to share with you a little bit about her, and I want you to tweet and Facebook your friends. We're going to talk more later in the show about walking powerful in relationships.
Well, hello, Stephanie, and welcome to the call on today.
Hi, Shana.
Hi, I'm so excited that you joined us here at Woman Act Now Radio, and for all of our listeners who are listening in, I want to welcome you to the show. And just share with you a little bit about who we have on the call each month here at Woman Act Now. We have a contest. It's called our Do It Girl Contest, where we invite all of our members just to participate within the WAN community, and they do that by responding to different forums or blogs that might be posted. They can upload things as it relates to their own blogs or just whatever is within the site that they have access to. We just ask them to engage within that community so that they can read about all of the information that is happening within the Woman Act Now site. And for this month, our Do It Girl of the Month is Miss Stephanie Jordan. And Stephanie just has a number of things going for her. I was reading your bio, Stephanie, and you just, girl, you just doing it over there.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So I just want to give you an opportunity just to share a little bit about yourself with us. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've received my master's in general business and healthcare.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, because as a child, my family owned two businesses, And I've always wanted to start my own business as an adult. So with the help from my family, as well as from my education, from my degree, I'm able to pursue my dream, and I know the insight now. I didn't know you were going to ask me these questions. Can you do it over?
I don't have to because I can't. Girl. Let me hold on just Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Woman Act Now Radio. I'm excited about our guest that we have on the line on today, Miss Stephanie Jordan. Welcome to the show on today, Stephanie.
Hi, Shana. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you're here with us on today. For those of you who are listening to our radio program, I just want to share with you a little bit about who we're speaking with on today. Every month or each month here at Woman Act Now, we have a contest, if you will, within the organization or within the community for our members to participate or just to really engage within the site. And they gain points by participating in different activities, by responding to forums and posting blogs and sending private messages and just having open discussions and looking at the different things within the website that can really bring some fruit or really bring or just some added value to their life. And Stephanie is our winner for the month, and we're excited about her and about all that she is doing. She is just really moving and shaking, Stephanie. And just a little bit about you, I was reading your bio and I was noticing that you are from a line of entrepreneurs, which is an awesome thing. You got some wonderful things going on with your kids. And then I noticed, girl, that you even have an MBA with concentrations in general business and healthcare management. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, this month we've been talking about walking powerful in health. And just within your experience or within your scope of influence, what would you share with our listeners? Do you have any tips that you'd like to share with our listeners as it relates to walking powerful in health?
Yes. I would speak on the topic of hypertension, which affects a lot of African Americans. And it's a silent killer, and there's like one-third of the population that are unaware that they actually have the disease. And the disease is actually a silent killer, so you can go forever without knowing that you have it and eventually have a stroke or some other type of illness related to the disease. And my advice would be to have a yearly physical, and if you have a history of hypertension in your family, to keep a check on it. There's like little places that you can go to have your high blood pressure checked at like a CVS, a Walgreens, or a lot of times a clinic will just check it, and this is all for free.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also, I would say to exercise daily and try to make healthier choices as far as eating, and I know it's difficult for some of us with our busy schedules, but it's important. And,
yes, it is. It's very important.
Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, that's good. That's really great advice. That's really great advice, girl, because, you know, some of us, we like to eat what we want.
Mm-hmm. Especially hot foods.
Yes.
Greasy foods.
You shouldn't eat hot foods or spicy food?
Well, not a lot, especially if you have high blood pressure. Hypertension, especially like the caffeine and the coffee, that can raise your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different other little things that you can do that will raise it. So no, that's
what about jalapenos and hot sauce?
They're not good. Although those are my favorites.
Yeah. Okay. Now, share with us a little bit. How did you hear about Woman Act Now, the Woman Act Now organization? How did you hear about it?
While attending a program titled WEMA, which stands for Women's Educational Mentoring Alliance at New Spirit Revival Center, which is located in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, under the direction of Dr. Belinda Scott.
Mm-hmm.
One of my required readings for one of my classes taught by Minister Vanessa was to read specific pages from the book titled Woman Act Now by Coach Anna McCoy. This is how I was first introduced to the organization.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Do you remember the pages that you read?
No, but I'll have to find them and forward them to you.
Oh, that'd be good.
And actually, the entire class had read the book. It was about maybe a group of like 15 women.
Oh,
and
that's pretty good.
They all enjoyed the book, and they said that it helped them with their goals.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you remember the context of what it was saying, or it was so long ago, girl, it's far from your mind?
Yes, because we had so many other things that we had to read.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, what made you connect with the organization after reading the book, taking the class? What made you go ahead and take that next step to actually joining Woman Act Now?
I saw I became interested in just learning more about the organization and tapping into the available resources and the connection with other people and other entrepreneurs. And I said that the organization will help to empower me to move forward with my goals rather than just to sit back and, you know, play around with them, procrastinate.
Yes. That's good. Well, now talk to me and let us know, how long have you been connected to the organization?
Since July of 2011, I scheduled a session with Coach Anna.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the day after, so it was like July 5th, the day after the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
And I was inspired by our conversation and the ideas that she gave me to, you know, focus on obtaining my goals and starting my business.
Oh, well, good for you. So she provoked or pushed those dreams and visions to the forefront, made you want to go ahead and take an action.
Yes, I was really excited.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, what do you enjoy the most about the organization?
What I enjoy most about the organization is the versatility and the variety of resources, because at any time I can attend a Bible study, WAN morning prayer, 15 minutes to destiny, or listen to the blog talk radio show. And these are also interactive programs, so I can listen to it at any time, or I can get involved while they're airing. And I'm able to learn the concepts and to take those and walk with them in my daily spiritual walk with God and in my development as an expert in my business. And I'm also able to obtain those tools from experts all over the world, since WAN is a worldwide organization.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, share with us, since you've been connected, has the organization made a difference in you?
Yes, I've grown spiritually and as an individual, and I've received more in-depth training on how to pursue my passion, which is reaching out to people, especially women, and I'm more connected with myself and God, and I now know that I now know that I cannot control everything, because before I was like, I thought I can control my every move. But I know that I have to listen to God and follow His direction.
That's good. Now, what do you feel that has impacted you the most when you think about the tools within the organization, or just the themes of the month, or it might be a 15 minutes of destiny call, or a WAN prayer, or an article or a blog that you've read, or something that one of the ladies have shared? What is it that you've engaged in that's really impacted you the most?
Actually, just being able to, at times when I'm feeling discouraged, actually just being able to log on to the website and to find something inspiring, which could be one of those, like a blog or just a message from someone that's positive.
That's good. Now, let me ask you this. Now, do you feel that since your involvement within the community, that what you've learned, what you've had an opportunity to have access to, do you feel that it's made a difference within your family or your business?
Yes, because now I have more of a concrete direction versus before I didn't.
Okay.
And I'm able to take those resources and the concepts that I've learned and that were developed and provide them to other people.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and I've been encouraging other women to join the program.
Oh, well, now that's the ticket, girl. That's the way to go.
Right.
To share information. Share it. Share it with the world. Share it with the world. Now, tell us a little bit about your dreams and visions.
Well, actually, right now, I would like to focus on obtaining my PhD, retaking my real estate exam license, and walking closer to God at zero.
Okay. At zero, what does that mean, Stephanie?
That means putting Him first and everything else second or last.
Well, that's good. And since we've been teaching on that, that's impacted you?
Yes, tremendously.
And what does that mean for you?
Like before, I would just come up with the ideal and maybe I would pray about it and just go along with it. But now I generally pray about everything first to see if that's the way that God would like for me to go. I listen more, whereas before I wasn't listening.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Many of us don't listen. And we need to really just stop for a moment to really have peace in waiting.
Yes, waiting on Him to guide
mm-hmm.
us. And I also read that book, The Blessed Life.
Uh-huh.
And actually, most of the things that are information that I read from the book really tied into getting back to zero.
Okay.
Which is what we have been talking about.
Yes.
And it was very informative, and I learned a lot. I was just really elated.
Yes.
Inspired. And in fact, I read the book in like 24 hours.
Oh, good for you.
It was that good. Yeah, it was that good. I couldn't put it down.
That's good. Now, what are you doing right now to see those dreams and visions come to pass?
Actually, I've been logging on to different sites, trying to find a good web page, like
okay.
some information on my web page.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using Yahoo Answers to find out if people are actually, you know, really interested in receiving advice from me, and I've been selected as the best answer, rated as the best answer several times, so that's been really encouraging.
Okay.
And that means that I'm on the right path.
Yes.
If someone does want to hear my advice. And I've been logging on to, like, Twitter and Facebook for different types of information. As far as, like, a blog, my blog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're in the near future, we can expect a blog from Advice by Renee.
Yes, like once a week.
Okay. Okay, very good. Now, is that how you're going to finish what you started?
Yes. Well, actually, I wanted to start, I wanted to also go into like a blog radio and maybe just an advice column.
Yes. Okay, that's good. Now, let me ask you, do you plan on helping others as you move forward with your dreams and visions or even giving back?
Yes, I'm always motivating and encouraging women and other people to do their best and to be the best at whatever they desire to be and to operate in their fullness that God has called them to operate in. Where some people don't really understand like what they're supposed to do, and usually after speaking with them for a few minutes, I can say, well, why don't you try this? It sounds like you're really interested in this path. So why don't you, you know, try that, and I'll give them, like, some resources.
Well, that's good, and that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
That's helpful. So it sounds like your advice is taking its journey.
Yes.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today, Stephanie. If you had one thing that you could share with our listening audience as it relates to why they should connect with Woman Act Now today, what would that be?
I would say if you're tired of procrastinating, listening to others give you negative information and advice, if you're tired of feeling left out, stand up, be accountable for your life, and join Women Act Now for empowerment, encouragement, positive results, and motivation.
Oh, that's beautiful, Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining our show on today.
Okay, thank you very much. It was an honor.
All right, well, you take
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, manage opportunity.
Have you ever been given a project and you had that thought, why are they giving this to me? You should see that new assignment as an opportunity to shine. An opportunity is defined as a favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place. And when we manage every opportunity, regardless of its significance, it will provide a chance or an opening for something greater to occur in your life. So manage your opportunities well. The rewards will be worth it.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
Well, welcome back to the show. You've just been listening to a up-close and personal interview with our Do It Girl of the Month for Woman Act Now, Ms. Stephanie Jordan. And now we're going to move further into our program and share with you about relational power. So send it out, tweet it to your friends, Facebook it. Let's listen in now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop. Listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna.
The Real McCoy. Come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Hurry, come and listen.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
All right, welcome to The Real McCoy Show on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and we're so excited that you've joined us on today. I want to tell you about some exciting things. Today we are talking about relational power. And ladies and gentlemen who might be listening to us on this live broadcast, you are in for an awesome, awesome treat. I want to encourage you, for those of you who may not know about Woman Act Now, or this may be your first time watching this broadcast or listening to us live, I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. And sign up today. Give me a call at 877-751-5700, extension 407, for a promo code for a free 30-day free trial to this awesome coaching organization. And you know what? If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, look close to your player, because you'll see a way to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. We want you to be sure to do so, so that you can follow us and stay in tune to all of the awesome information that will be coming from Woman Act Now. And you know what? I know we have our master coach on the line on today, and I want to invite her to the show so she can take us further as we talk about relational power. So welcome, Coach Anna. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much, Shauna. Of course, Shauna is co-hosting with me. You see her up there in the right corner of the of our video today, because she is in her home and I am in my home, because we're here in Dallas and we're dealing with the ice that is getting over the city. And but thank goodness for technology, we can still come together. So, Shauna, I'm going to just share with you, your volume is a little bit low, so you might have to get closer to that or turn up your volume project a little bit better. So that we can hear you better coming through the line as we move forward in our show today. So I'm excited. Today, as you've heard, our theme this month is relational power. I get excited when we talk about relationships, because they are the stuff of life. They are the things that keep us moving. They are the things that empower us to be who we are. We're a compilation of all the relationships that we've had in our lives. So we've got a special show for you today, and we're excited to be here. So, Shauna, how you doing over there? Got that nice tree behind you, too.
Yes, I got some technical difficulties, Coach. I'm working on that, so I'm going to take it back to you while I work out my challenges.
All right, very well, because I can hear just a little bit of that feedback probably from that cell phone as well. So I want to get started right into our subject matter. I've shared with you over the course of this next year, we're powering you up in various areas of your life. Last month we talked about purposeful power. This month we're talking about relational power. On next month, we're going to be talking about financial power. That's just to give you a little bit of what's coming up the pike. And we're going to be interviewing a couple of our experts this month on relational power. Pam Walsh, who is a active member of Woman Act Now and also an expert in leadership development, relational development. She's going to be with us on next week, so we want you to mark your calendars for that. But every first program, so to speak, we're teaching women really how to power up, and the example is really being able to power up in various different areas of our lives from the perspective of giving power. And so I want you to think about that for a moment, is that when we're thinking about being so depleted, so sapped of energy, we want to encourage you to give power. And the way that we're going to do that over the course of the following months is every first program that we have, we're going to talk about being an agent of power, how to power up your relationships. And so it's exciting to me, and I'm really glad that you're with us today. And so the first thing I want to talk about in powering up that relationship is the word honor. Again, how does that relate to your relationship? We talked about honor in being able to give power, to power up, as it relates to purposeful power. Are you honoring God with a call upon your life? So let me take that to relationships. When I think about relationships and your ability to honor, that word honor, again, is the word honor is weighted. It is to give weight, to give attention, that this is so important that you're giving attention or you're giving honor to, whether it's a voice spoken in your life, whether it's a person in your life, but whatever it is, you're going to think more highly of. You're going to honor the presence of that person, or you're going to give weight to that person in your life. And so when we have a relationship, whether it's with a spouse, we call it submission, we call it respect, we call it honor, but it is giving weight to the words of another person in your life, meaning that their words weigh heavier. You know, if you were to meet a man just on the street and he said something to you, you probably would not weight his words as heavily as if your spouse, your husband, might have spoken those words to you, because you don't honor him. You don't, you know, you may tolerate him, but you probably don't honor him. So when we think about honoring each other in our relationship, it is so important that you understand that honor is that ability to love and to care and to give weight, to give respect and honor to a person in your life. We're going to talk about, in addition, and as it relates to our time together today, talking about five things that we want to empower you with as women who are exceptional. You're just exceptional women. That's all I have to say. And the more we power you up, the more you can power the people around you. So when we think about honor, we think also in giving honor to deal with those issues in your relationship that really bring dishonor to the relationship, that we have to become transparent and authentic in our relationships with the people we love. You know, today, if you missed our Woman Act Now prayer this morning, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the prayer, listen to the conversations that the women are having, and also to download your WAN GPS, your spiritual GPS. And today's message is the power to know him. So when we think about honoring those we love, you really have to determine to know who you love. And a part of knowing is honoring that person. The more you get to know them, the more you love them. The more you desire to seek to know about them, the more you love them, the more you become acquainted with them. And that word acquainted is to personally know this individual. So we want to encourage you that as you begin to honor, you have to look at the places of dishonor in your relationships, whether it is with your spouse, whether it is with your children, whether it's with your siblings, your familial relationships in your life, or even in the workplace. Start thinking about, we can always define or identify where we have failure, where our systems, and this is what all this is when it comes to relational power, is how are you operating your system of relationships? And we're saying we're giving you a system to learn how to power up that relationship. And that system consists of the first thing you do is honor. I recently had an opportunity to speak with a young lady about her situation in her workplace. And what was really interesting about that process was the fact that, you know, it was over a relationship with an individual in that company, and she wanted to be a leader in the company, felt like someone had had a position that they really did not deserve, and she really deserved that place. And so she had a boss who was really encouraging her. Well, you know, she'll fail eventually because she really just does not know. So even in the workplace, we have to bring this space of honor into our workplace. And I shared with her, I say, you're not that kind of woman that will sabotage or hurt someone else. You're a woman who honors others. And I know it may be difficult. I know it may hurt. But just trust me, if you honor this relationship, you're going to be so much better because of it. She ended up gaining more relational power because she honored the person in the relationship. I say you do whatever you can to help her, to serve her, to honor her. And ultimately I said, you know what, when you do that, her incompetence will eventually be revealed, but it won't be revealed because you tried to hurt her, but rather it was your help that will expose the opportunity for you. And eventually, a few weeks later, I get a text message from her with that very response, is that she gave her resignation. But I am so glad, and these are her words, I am so glad I honored her. So when you think about how do you honor these relationships in your life, it is so necessary that you begin to take the time to consider how you can honor other people in the relationship. So, Shauna, are you still there? Okay, I'm not sure what happened to Miss Shauna. Hopefully we're still on the line for our broadcast and we're still recording. So I am going to continue, and Shauna will catch up with us shortly. So just give me a second since she's not responding.
I'm here, Coach. I'm having to make some adjustments here, and I should be back online in just a few seconds.
Okay, excellent. I just wanted to make sure the radio program was still on live. All right,
yes,
so
ma'am.
I will continue, and I have a segment here that I want Shauna to come on board with me to talk about how we're going to honor. We have 7 ways in 7 days you can begin to honor those relationships in your life, specifically if you are married or you want to get married or you're seeking a relationship. I think that you'll find these to be interesting ways in which you can begin to honor those relationships. So the next thing that I want to talk to you a little bit about as it relates to a part of those 5 things that we are empowering women to power up with. And, again, this is about your power, your ability to be a power agent, to be an agent of power in the circles of influence that you're in. So when we think about the next one, it is time. When you think about how do you power up other people, first of all, we honor them. We don't dishonor them. We don't disrespect them because that will take power. Also, the next one is time. I want you to consider and think about how much time are you giving to those that you love? How much time are you giving to those who you think you might want to develop relationships of benefit with? For example, in your workplace, you may feel like you need to make a connection. And I meet so many people who they make that initial connection with you, and they say, oh, let's get together. Let's do lunch. But it takes them years to do it. Because why? They're really not vesting in that relationship. They're not creating an opportunity to begin to give power to the relationship. That relationship will only become a powerful opportunity when you decide to give time to it. So many of us, if we're suffering and we're depleted in our marital relationships or in our relationships of love, so to speak, then it's probably because we're not giving enough time. Now, time is one thing to say, let's spend an hour together, but in that hour we're doing something else. We happen to be in the same space. Well, that leads me to, first of all, we're going to power up by choosing to give time. The second part of that is being able to power up by being fully present. What's so amazing about this to me, to be fully present, means that I'm going to be completely attentive to you because, you know what it's like when you first start relationships with people. You want to spend time. You call them. You communicate. You email. You text. You try to get together because there's something what we call fresh about the relationship. Well, we know all things fresh eventually will become stale or old, and you have to refresh. So when you think about this and think about your relationships of time and presence, they're so very connected to each other to give power. Many of us will make a plan of action and we'll spend time with people, but what happens is we're not fully present. You know, I'd be fighting for my time with my sweetheart. I'm just not going to tell you anything differently. I will tell him, no, I need your attention. Look at me. Be with me. See me. Those are my words when I am in pursuit of his full presence with me. No, focus on me. Turn that television off. Put down your machine. All those things you can get back with because you are not fully present with me if your attention is being put into something else. And so when I think about giving power, it is being able to make that decision to be fully present with a person that you believe needs that power in your life at that moment. And you know what's so beautiful about it? You might think, okay, coach, you're telling us all this, but you know what? This is sucking my power. No, it won't suck your power if you can make the right decisions to honor, to give time to the right people in your life, to be fully present. What sucks your power in your energy is when you half-heartedly put forth the effort in all of these different areas. Because you know what? Then you'll experience the power struggle, this thing inside of you that begins to struggle because you're not fully committed. You're not fully present. You're not fully committed to honoring your husband or honoring your children. You know, I'm totally, you know, children are little people too. They are young people who ultimately, when you begin to think about it, they are young people who have a mind and a heart when it comes to relationships. So I want to take a minute to invite a couple of people to our show. We're going to take a short break to experience a power moment with Coach Anna McCoy. These are programs that are going to start, and Sean, I have this. The control of it here, but they're going to start on February the 7th, Powering Up America with Coach Anna McCoy with a Power Up Moment. So here's one, Power Up to Manage Your Opportunities.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's topic, Manage Opportunities.
Have you ever been given a project and you had that thought, why are they giving this to me? You should see that new assignment as an opportunity to shine. An opportunity is defined as a favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place. And when we manage every opportunity, regardless of its significance, it will provide a chance or an opening for something greater to occur in your life. So manage your opportunities well. The rewards will be worth it.
Power Up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort, Spa, and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
All right, I want to welcome you back to the show, and I want to, I have a couple of people who may want to join me, and I'm going to invite you to the show. You're in 321, area code 331. Hello, welcome to the show. This is Coach Anna. Are you there?
Hi, Coach Anna.
Yes.
This is Lady Shanice in Orlando.
How are you doing, Lady Shanice? You know, you're loved and appreciated. It was so awesome to see you and for you to take the time to come to honor and to be with Coach Anna in Orlando, Florida, at the retreat with Dr. Rita Twigg. So what's your way in? I want to honor you by giving you an opportunity to weigh in on this conversation of powering up those relationships.
Well, Well, I think it's really, really good. I like how you were talking about when you have to, you know, have that time in your relationship and giving those that you love, you know, and be fully present, because I'm like you sometimes when I'm talking with my husband and he has the television on and, you know, his eyes and everything is just, you know, so glued into the television. I'm like, wait a minute, you're not listening. No, stop, because I want that, you know, present time, and I want it fully, you know, that full attention. So that is very important when we're dealing with our relationships in that way, you know, with the present, that full attention. So I think you're
on
the right.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that's so powerful about this is giving that, you know, our conference was about giving women, you know, getting her to get her voice back. You
exactly.
know, and I think that what's important, if you want the optimum out of your relationship with the people you love, you have to have a voice in the relationship. And what's interesting, like you're saying, is that we immediately, and I am so for this, ladies, is having a plan of action, okay? Is that you got to think about this, and I've got my own ideas. Y'all know that about relationships. You need to search on Woman Act Now for the Anna-isms of relationships. That's Anna-isms, ISM, on relationships. And what you'll find is that, you know, this is a constant training ground going on. We all want our own stuff. You know, we want to be satisfied. And when I think about this, Lady Shanice, I think about, like you're saying, I want that full attention. I started to use those words. Hello?
Right.
Hello? You're not paying attention to me, but not getting upset. Uh-huh. You know, are
right.
saying, honey, would you please focus on me? Would
exactly.
you? And this is another thing I've done. Now, ladies, if you don't have a DVR, you need to get one, okay?
Okay.
That will show many arguments. Get you a DVR from that cable company or from DirecTV. You either need to have it in your bedroom, if you watch TV in your bedroom, because I know some of us can't give that up, but or wherever he watches TV the most.
Uh-huh.
What you do is say, honey, let me use that remote for just a second. Hit the record button. This is what I do. I hit the record button, and then I turn around to him, especially when it's something he's fully engaged in, but I really want to talk to him. I have something on my mind. All right.
Right.
You know how you have an experience throughout the day, and you know you're like a little kid. You want to run and share your information. And you know they're fully engaged. And so I hit that record button, and then I say, honey, you know what, I'm going to put it on pause for a second. It's recording right now. Let me just share this with you. And all of a sudden, oh, okay, now I don't feel
right.
You know what, the battle isn't over what I have to give up now. The battle is over attention.
Right.
You know, I would be so blessed if you would honor me with your attention right now. That'll mess a brother up.
That's good.
So, ladies, you got to choose to use the right words so that it can be a powerful experience. Anything else you want to add, Lady Shanice?
Also, I was just, you know, listening to you as well when you were talking about the kids, because kids are people, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are just like us. You know, they want their attention. They don't know how to express themselves the way we can. And so that's the reason why we see them sometimes, you know, just jumping like they just like little bats or running around or whatever, and we're wondering like, well, what's wrong with them? But all they're asking is, oh, please just give me just a little of your time. You know, I want your full attention. And I work with kids, you know, I've been doing it for about 25 years, and that's why I share with my parents. You know, they want some of your time. You know, it's not always, you know, got to be a whole day, but, you know, just 15, 20 minutes, that quality time where they have your full attention.
You know what else
powerful.
Is interesting is, if any of you have heard Gayle King talk about her favorite son and favorite son Will and maybe favorite daughter Kirby, one of the things that both she and Oprah might have mentioned at some point or another is I know I've heard Oprah say one of the things that impressed her most about Gayle was the attention that she gave her children. Whenever she was doing anything, whenever she was in her office or working on something, whenever her children entered the room, she would stop what she was doing. She would meet them eye to eye. She would make that connection and
exactly.
give them her full attention.
Exactly.
Now, that in itself says tremendous. I mean, it's like incredibly, it's awesome. And I know I certainly need to do better when I think about sometimes my husband, I'll be engaged in something and he'll come to my office door and I'm like, okay. It's like the, okay, Okay, and? Okay, well, you won't. Rather than turning around,
just stop
looking at him eye to eye and said, honey, what can I do for you?
Right, right.
Responding to that, because you know my first reaction, and this is so true, my first reaction is I'm trying to protect whatever I'm trying to do. I'm trying to protect my involvement in it, my concentration, and my focus. Because you know what happens every time you interrupt it, it's going to take you 20 minutes to get back on course.
Right, right. And I find myself doing that, you know, because my husband and I work together in the same building and everything. And when he comes through, like just a few minutes ago, he came by my office, and I was busy, but, you know, I stopped and I say, yes, do you need me? And then he was like, oh, no. And I was just hollering at you, but, you know, just to stop and give him that attention, like you say,
yes.
It's a lot of power to it.
Yes, that, and what we're doing is we're not only powering him up, we're powering ourselves up, because you know what it does? It lets that person know that they don't have to fight for power. And I
right.
you know this conversation has certainly made me believe that I need to be better in this particular area, and I know that as soon as I get off of this call, I'm going to be faced with it. Because I've said it, and I know he just going to come bouncing down here for something, and I'm going to have to stop and say, yes, how can I help you? How may I help you with excellence? Oh, well, I didn't really want anything. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll be tested for what you're saying. That's exactly it.
So we have to then begin to become much more proactive in how we communicate and power up these relationships. So I want to invite any of the other ladies who are on the line with us to join us in this conversation as we talk about powering up your relationships in furthering our theme this month on relational power. So I just want to appreciate you, Lady Shanice, for joining me today, and feel free
yes.
to keep your hand up if you want to come back into this conversation.
I'm
going to continue our call. Shauna, are you ready to join me yet?
I am, Coach, and I was also able to work out my technical difficulties. I'm just waiting for you to accept me as your co-host.
All right, then. Let's see. You have to be broadcasting in order for me to do that.
Oh, okay.
That's why you're not showing up. All right,
okay.
So Lady Shanice, thank you so much. And for those who are still on the line with us, I want to encourage you to join us. As I say certain things, you can press the one key to let me know that you have something that you want to weigh in, and I want to honor you in this conversation to let you help us how to be better. I'm not just the only one with knowledge, but I'm so glad that Shauna is ready to join me again in this process. And eventually she's going to be broadcasting here shortly to get on board with me. So, but until then, I want to cover the last couple of areas. And, Shauna, let me know when you're broadcasting, and I will invite you back into the program. Because I'm asking for you, but you're not there. So let's go right into this next segment of the show. Of talking about, we've given you, number one, we've talked about honor, how to honor our relationships, how to spend time. And I want, going through this next segment, we are going to be talking about how to honor your relationship. You know, this month is February, and that's why we always choose it, because so much activity, so many emotions start to flare and start to go on, and you know, you're seeing all this stuff on television, all the red hearts and everything, you know, could be weighing you down. And we're going to talk a little bit about, and I'm going to open up the lines later in this program to hear from you on how you are honoring relationships in your life. We're going to share with you 7 ways in 7 days that you can honor the one you love. I want to hear from those who might be the expert in the family and parent area or in the workplace. How do you honor people? How can you show honor to the people that you work with? So these last 2 points of being an agent of power, first is honor, time, and presence, and we've talked about that. We've talked about how to be fully present. You know, you have to make a decision, okay, to be fully present with people. I want you to take a look at your life, because although you may not think about it, you may not think it's something that would really that would really affect your relationship, I want you to think about this for a moment, is that when you think about your relationship, you have to make some decisions about how you are going to behave. So, for example, I remember when my nieces, they were growing up in high school, and, you know, they were getting their own cell phones and all that good stuff. And so as a result of that, when they get in the car, if I'd have to pick them up from school, when they would get in the car, I would have them begin to turn off their cell phones, and I would do the same. I would do the same thing, and primarily so that we might be able to spend that time together honoring each other. So when you think about this, I want to understand how in fact, you might be honoring those in your relationship. So I got a little distracted there for a minute to get Ms. Shauna on with us. You'll give me 1 second. She's going to be joining us. All right. So what we have here is let's hide one of our previews. Okay. I think I got Ms. Shauna there with us now. Okay. Here we go. So, Shauna, are you there?
I am.
Okay. One of the things that I want to talk about just a little bit of how we're honoring those relationships and coming up with 7 ways in 7 days to honor your relationship, because the next step in this process is love and gratitude, having an attitude of love and gratitude. And one of the ways that we can begin to do that is to also show how we love someone. So we, Shauna and I, worked on a couple of things before we got on the show today, and that is those 7 ways in 7 days to give honor to your relationship. So, Shauna.
Yes, Coach.
All right. Well, let's get busy, because I know we got just a little bit of technical difficulties here. The first thing that we want to do is, when we think about this number 4 in being an agent of power, is how to have an attitude of love and gratitude. So, ladies, we've got a challenge for you. We've got a challenge for you to think about your relationship that you're in and how you can begin to power up that relationship. So, Shauna, what
yes,
do you
Coach.
Think? Give me on day one, how are we going to present this to the ladies?
You know what? On day one, this is
yes.
awesome, ladies. Because it gives you an opportunity to be creative and use your creative skills to show a little bit of love to the one you love. So on day one, we're going to cut out and create our own paper hearts that say, I love you. And then the next step on that is that we're going to place them in special places. And an example, give us an example, Coach, of where we might be able to place those paper hearts.
Well, that's so funny. Now, ladies, I know some of you might assume that you know how to make a paper heart and you're going to decorate it for yourself. Remember, this is 7 ways in 7 days that you can show the one you love them that you love them. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe you can adjust this for your children. But at the same time, one of the ways that we think this might be kind of cool, if it's for your spouse, is to put the paper heart, you got to put something nice on it. Maybe put, you know, some of y'all might want to bling out your heart. You know, my sweetheart is going to do really well if he get a heart out of a white sheet of paper with some words on it. Okay? The extent of my creativity. So, but some of you might be into scrapbooking and all of those things. So you can kind of decorate your heart, or even if it's for your children, do it for them. And so my suggestion to Shauna was, wouldn't it be great if it's for your husband just to tape it to the back wall where he goes to do the business? And so she says, oh, I did that, by the way, myself for my husband's birthday. Is I made my own special card with my own pictures on it, and then I paste the cards in his bathroom. Then I pasted it on his computer, then I pasted it in his car or taped it in his car. So that's one way you can show the love. And some of these ways we're trying to share with you so that you're not spending any money. We want to get those excuses out of the way. You might have to buy some stamps or something, but for the most part, you get to do it without spending money. So what's number two, Shauna?
Number two is we're going to create coupons for various special favors or treats. That's another good one, Coach.
Oh, yeah. And I've got some suggestions for you, and what you'll be able to find on the website is a couple of coupons that you can just download and print and give to your sweetheart. Now, you might have to think of your own coupons if you're working with your your children or a parent or, you know, a family member, somebody, whoever you are choosing to give your love to. That's purely up to you. But, ladies, here's the challenge. The challenge is 7 ways in 7 days to honor the person that you love. And these are just some ideas, but we want you to take that challenge. And you can do it at any time throughout the year. Of course, you know, Valentine's Day is going to be on the 14th, so you can do it one day, 7 days prior to Valentine's Day, and it could be a nice little special gift to show them how much you love them. And so we have a couple of coupons for you. And, again, this is for the one you love. And this is one coupon will be falling in love, one night of falling in love all over again. Girl, dim them lights, put the candles on, do a little sway, let him put a little swagger in there. That's going to be coupon number one. Coupon number two is make a wish. Your wish is my command. Now, y'all know if you're, some of y'all married, that brother's hoping you'd give him that coupon. So you know what to do with it. Whatever it is, be open to the love. Be open to the love. Number three, Shauna.
Number three is share 3 memory songs. Ooh, I like this one, Coach. I really like this one.
Ooh. Well, when you think about that, 3 memory songs that bring back special memories for you and your sweetheart. Now, think about it. You know how sometimes, hey, Mr. Postman, you can think about where you might have been. Some of y'all wasn't born. However, you've heard it probably at some point, or maybe, Shauna, what's a song that you and your sweetheart, you would remember right away that both of you would have a very similar thought? Those are the kinds of songs you want to look for. What's one of yours?
Well, mine is 1,000 Kisses Deep. That's my sweetheart's song for me.
Ooh, 1,000 Kisses Deep. Well, let me see about that. My song, and me and my sweetheart, it would be Simply Redeemed. You know, okay, there's always a little bit of, you know, me and my friend, we're the holy ones. I don't know about Shauna and Marcus, 1,000 Kisses Deep. You know, Simply Redeemed is, I am a Christian, I am a believer. Do you know what that means? It means I've been born again or something like that. That's our song. But as soon as we hear it, both of us will think back to the moment that we were on the mountain where we met during the holiday season, and we looked at each other, we heard that song, and we looked at each other across the room, and we said, we're going to play this at our wedding. Wasn't that awesome? So think about a couple more songs. I'm going to have to think deeply on those other two because I don't know what other songs would make me think or make us both think about the love that we have for each other or bring back a memory in our lives. So I have to search deeply for that. Shauna, number four?
Yeah, number four is to write 4 special notes and send to the workplace.
What is it, 4 special notes? Ooh, yes, 4 special notes and send to the workplace. Ladies, would you admit these might be a few things that you can do, not that you want to do them, but that you can do. Early in my marriage with my sweetheart, Richmond, when I would travel, whenever I get on the plane, I would always take some little note cards with me, and I'd write a note to my sweetheart just to tell him how much I love him, and when I get off that, I would find something to mail it. And Shauna said, ooh, that's so sweet. What question did you ask me, Shauna?
I was asking you, I wanted to ask you how did you do that? Because I thought that was so sweet for you to write the note and then mail it back from wherever you were.
Yes. And if I was still doing it, and I told her, no, see, you got to keep love alive, ladies. You got to keep love alive. But the response of my friend, he was so blessed when he would get these little notes. Or oftentimes, because we've always had homes in different places, you know, I would mail him a letter or send a note to his workplace. and he would just be shocked, you know, or I would put a note in his briefcase, you know, when he was leaving to go on a trip, and it might be weeks later when he'd find it, you know, but eventually I knew he'd find it, and it would come back to me if he didn't see it while he was on that flight. So I want to encourage you to do something that you know what, be you. Speak the way you speak. Just be you, you know, and find some words that you can show him how you honor him. And number five.
Number five is five terms. Oh, you know what? It's five ways to affirm your mate.
Yes. So how are you can you come up with five different statements to edify your mate? Now, what we want you to do on day number five now is you're going to have to insert those five statements somewhere throughout the day. And so just to help y'all, because you know what happens, see, I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't just feel like going through all that. Now, tell the truth. Somebody raise their hands up and say, girl, you know you're telling the truth. When you're in relationships, and for those who are listening who are not in relationships, for example, like our dear friend Juanita and a couple of the other ladies who might be single right now, you know, you feel like doing it, trying to catch yours, but once you got them on the line, you know, you're like, hey, you on the line now. I'm married now. But it takes time, commitment, energy in order to keep love alive and to continue to honor in those relationships. So we want you to help us. I want a couple of people, don't be scared, y'all. Join the conversation. I see you there. I see someone from the 918 area code. I'd love you to join us and share with us what's an edification statement. I know even though it's mine, you might be able to use it because your man might be like that too, or you might want him to be. So my suggestion to you ladies on day five is don't try to go cold turkey. Don't just try to do this off the top of your head. I want you to take a minute to write down those five statements and figure out how you going to say them to a brother. How you going to speak to him? How you going to tell him who he is, or at least who you want him to be? If he's loving and kind, and, ooh, Shauna, what's some of them statements you might come up for that wonderful husband you have over there, Mr. Marcus Stallworth?
You know what, Coach? I look him in the eye and I tell him, honey, I believe in you.
That's a good one. Ooh, ladies, that's a really good one. I'm going to tell you another one that's really good. I am so proud of you. You got to figure out your time. Write it down, girl. You don't have to think of this again. But all you have to do is figure out where I'm going to insert it. Maybe, you know, he leaves early, comes late, or whatever. Call him at the house. And don't be trying to send him no text. You can only send him the text after you have spoken these words. He needs to hear a word spoken from you.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in the relationship, if it's raggedy or great, it's time to change it. Some of y'all, I ain't telling him nothing. Girl, just find your place. Don't expect nothing back from him, because you're going to remember one thing. This is about relational power, and it is your opportunity to power up that man. Power him up.
Even though
he might think he don't deserve it. Power him up anyway. Let him plug in. And every time, all of a sudden, he's going to say, what is all this? What is this? And he's going to break down, I'm telling you. So I want to welcome, I believe that's Lady Shanice to the call again.
Yeah, this is Lady Shanice. I just wanted to say one of my words would be to tell mine that you are my hero.
Ooh, so we got three so far, ladies. I believe in you. I'm so proud of you. You are my hero. Ooh. See, some of y'all need some help. Y'all better write this down. I believe in you. What was it? I'm proud of you.
Y'all
make sure
hero.
You get these down so we can give them some jump starts. And then
that's
the
right.
Other one is you are my hero. Mm. You got any more? That's a really good one, Lady Shanice. You got any more under that umbrella? How long you been married?
6 years.
6 years?
Yes.
All right, in 6 years, she's still a newlywed, so you ought to have a few more things you can say.
I got to listen now, Coach, and you all, I have a great book that you all should check out on my website.
Yes.
That will just keep spice to your marriage. The title of it is Nasty.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Well, girl,
what that means.
I know. Tell us something about Nasty.
It only means nice and sweet to you. And it's just like you're saying, just keeping your marriage alive, keeping love alive, and it gives you little tips and tabs about the little things just to keep your marriage spicy and being nice and sweet to your spouse. That's all it is, nice and sweet to your spouse. Nasty.
Nice and sweet to your spouse. That's pretty good. Nasty. It's time to get nasty, girl.
Yes,
nasty.
It is.
I know what y'all think about nasty girl. You know that song. We change the way you see yourself. Nasty girl. Get nice and sweet to your spouse. We're going to do the nasties. Look like I got somebody else who want to weigh in on the nasty. So, Lady Tanise, thank you for stirring it up. We appreciate that.
All
so,
right.
214-376. I'm inviting you to the show.
This is Roz. Lady Shanice, I like that one. I like the nasty. But what I got is, if I give all my love to you, honey, can I make an appointment for a refill?
Did y'all hear that? Roz says, girl, what'd you say?
If I give all my love away to you, can I make an appointment for a refill?
Girl, you better shut up. If I give all my love to you, can I make an appointment for refill? Oh, Lord have mercy. Did Vincent tell you that?
That's what I'm with. I'm in trouble because I was talking to him and asked him how well I'm doing so far. So I said, Lord, help me with something, because he said I could do better. But it's all good. Usually he's able to hear these conversations. Today, we've been without power and stuff, so I had to get on the phone another way.
Honey, I think that's nasty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, y'all get nasty up in here. See, we got our young years who are just joining us. Miss Juanita, you know, she's single. So it's not the nasty. If you didn't hear the definition of nasty, it is what? Nice and sweet to your spouse. So don't be getting nasty, Juanita. We ain't talking that kind of nasty. But we're talking about the nasty. And if you want to know how to get that book, let me open up the lines again for Lady Shanice so she can tell you how to get that book on her website. Give us that website address, Lady Shanice.
Okay, it's www.ECHEinternational.com.
Okay, ECHEinternational.com. You can get the nasty book.
Go right to the boutique. It's there.
But, Lady Shanice, you didn't start something up in here. Now you got Roz revealing. We didn't know that side of Roz hollering about, if I give all my love to you, can I make an appointment for a refill?
A refill. All right.
I kind of like that.
Refills are free. Refills are free.
Refills are free. You can get them over and over again. So when you think about that, ladies, so far I think we are one short. I believe in you. You are my hero. I'm proud of you. And if I give all my love to you, can I make an appointment for a refill? Come on, who's got that number? That number five. Come on, Shauna. What else you got?
I trust your ability to produce.
Ooh.
All right.
Shauna wanna get deep. I trust your ability to produce. Ooh, wow, that's good. So, ladies, that's five. You know, I got another one. Ooh, I like the way you touch me.
All right.
Oh, y'all say, Coach, getting nasty now. You better believe it, honey. So when you got to do this, ladies. You just can't go spewing out all five of these on a brother at one time. Now that ain't gonna work out because he gonna know you up to something.
That's
you gotta
right.
Slide these things in. You know, like you know what? I don't want to say that statement when I'm just waking up. I want to say that statement when he gone to work and he ain't even thinking about me. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Say, hey, honey, I was just thinking about something. Oh, well, what is it? Ooh, I like the way you touch me. God dang it. Baby, I got to go. I'll talk to you later. Leave him hanging. Leave him just resting with a brother.
That's it.
You see what I'm saying? Just leave it. Leave it hanging up there. And then he said, honey, what you doing? Sending me texts and everything. You know, and then you throw that other one in that says, I can't wait till you get home.
That's it.
So there you go, ladies. We've given you what? Five statements of edification or affirmation or terms of endearment, ways that he will know that you are thinking of him. So you waiting for number six?
Yes.
Oh, y'all going to fall out by number six now because it's going to get nasty. No. Number six is do a six. You notice each one of these, you're elevating the number of things that you have to do, right? Number one was all you had to do is cut out a little heart and decorate it and create it and stick it in a place that you know he'll see it. Number two was create and share two coupons that he could redeem. And one was simply the one night of falling in love again. The other one was make a wish, your wish is my command. Then the third one was to research in that memory bank of yours three songs that the two of you can connect on and put them on. You know, if you got your iPod or something, you put them on and just let them play and say, honey, let's just sit here and listen. Then number four, and just kind of talk about, you remember when? Number four is write four special notes and send to his workplace, put it in his briefcase, put it in his car, put it somewhere where he might be able to find it, maybe in his Bible or something that he can find it or a book he's reading. Number five was speak those five statements of endearment. So y'all ready for number six, huh?
Yeah.
Ready.
Number six is day six. So number six is do a six-minute dance for him. Lord have mercy. You can dance any kind of way you want to, baby. Maybe it's an upbeat dance. Maybe it's a slow dance. I don't know what your dance is going to be, but make it 6 minutes.
You got to have stilettos on. You got to have stilettos on.
Here come the nasty.
All right.
I was just thinking about doing the electric slide. Maybe he'd jump in with me. You know what I mean? Make it whatever you want it to be. So it's going to be your six-minute dance. And then day number seven. Most of these you can do without money, with the exception of if you're going to mail those notes, you need some stamps. For the most part, we've given you basically five things that you can do with no money or perhaps even six if you didn't buy any stamps and you put those notes around the house. The number seven is serve him a 7 a.m. breakfast or a 7 p.m. dinner. That's number seven. We figure within that time, ladies, you'll be able to get it. Either it's early in the morning or it's in the afternoon. You make a decision that, you know what, I'm going to cook today. You know how it is. It's easier not to cook these days. You know what I'm saying? So I know this might be a real stretch for some of y'all, but you can do it. So what's your way in, Ms. Shauna?
You know what? I think I'd do the 7 a.m. breakfast, and I'd serve it to him on a tray with a little rose and a little card letting him know I love you. And that's how I'd wake him up. I'd say, good morning, honey.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, there are so many things that we can do to show how to honor, to show that we're honoring them. But remember, ladies, this challenge is for you. It doesn't have to happen on Valentine's. It can happen any time, but it's going to be 7 ways in 7 days that you can show honor to the relationship. So when you think about even taking this challenge and you have children and you have some difficult relationships with your children, you can convert this into opportunities that you can still serve them. You can still dance with them for 6 minutes.
Exactly.
Say, you know what, come on here and dance with your mama. So let's be free, you know. And so there are ways to do this. How would you convert these 7 ways in 7 days to show someone in your workplace that you're honoring them? Another challenge for you. You're like,